very sink.
I can't think of a better way to spend a Thursday afternoon than having a drink with Ellen Thurston. Good afternoon. This is the Thursday WGXC Afternoon Show. I'm Cheryl Kay, doing a beautiful job of sitting in for Tom DiPietro already. Wouldn't you say,
Ellen? That's right. And I'm Ellen Thurston, one of the co-hosts of the Thursday Afternoon Show, and feeling very bereft today because...
Ellen, why?
Tom DiPietro, who's usually here as the co-host...
Yes.
And a very able one he is not allowed to be on the air from now until the election on November 3rd, I think it is, this year. And it's the FCC that's telling us this. It isn't anything
Finally,
we did.
They read my letters.
So I'm depending on the kindness of friends. And one of my friends, Judy Grunberg, is here today. And I think... I want to have people help me get through the 2 hours every Thursday afternoon. And there are going to be 13 Thursdays. I counted them without Tom.
13.
So I'm going to invite people that are what I think of as good talkers. That
Oh, my God.
That
Whoops.
Don't have any problem finding something to say.
Even if we have nothing to say, we have
so
no problem.
So welcome to the Ellen and Judy Show, or the Judy and Ellen Show.
Let's call it the Ellen and Judy Show. This time. Next time we'll call it.
Okay.
I am so happy that you invited me, Ellen.
And Cheryl, so many thanks to you for seeing us through this.
Yes, Cheryl, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
So Judy is the president, the founder of PS21 in Chatham, New York, just up the road. There are wonderful performances during the summer months in dance, primarily a big dance fan, and music and all kinds of frivolity and lots of wonderful movies. So tell us how the season's going.
Oh, well, it's going wonderfully. Alas, our music and theater performances are finished, but dance is coming. August, we reserve for our Chatham Dance Festival, and I'm really, really excited about it. So we didn't get to talk early enough, so I couldn't tell you about all the great music, but that's past. So we're on to dance.
Oh, that's right. You mean earlier in the season.
Right, July.
Yeah.
July. But we have, I just want to say now, because I've been doing writing up their program, and so I've become incredibly, well, I'm very fond of this company called Junk. And it's Brian Sanders Junk, and he invented the company.
Yeah, we're getting Judy to adjust her mic.
Why do we have this? Why does this? I guess it's the sloping floor in these charming old buildings because my chair keeps going, wanting to go to the opposite wall. That's all right.
Well, you know, we're a poor community radio station here.
Right. Okay. I'm going to hang on to the table just in case I start sliding backwards.
We could find you another chair.
No. I'm happy. I like this chair. Anyway,
it's a challenge.
On to Junk. Speaking of Junk, Brian Sanders' company, he does not even refer to his performers as dancers. He calls them either... I think he calls them either acrobats or performers, because this is something that most people will not consider dance. Which brings me to a little theory of my own, that is, the movement of the body is kind of on a spectrum. I just thought of this today, actually, this mm-hmm. morning, so I'm going to have to tweak it and perfect it, but you're the first to hear it now. You know, I think that movements of the body are kind of on a spectrum from lying down to dancing wildly. Mm-hmm. And on that spectrum, there's all kinds of stuff, plus all kinds of things of jumping through hoops and flying through the air and falling over people and throwing them in the air and so on. And so things that we think of as dance could be on the spectrum, and they could be, you could just be running. You have these people just running, and that's in this wonderful thing of the body moving. And Brian Sanders, who founded the company Junk, is of the opinion that his company is, well, he actually says he wants to wipe away any preconceived notion that people may have about what he might be doing or even what dance is. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this company, and I haven't seen the actual work that they're doing on Friday and Saturday, which is called Urban Scuba, which is already in itself a somewhat intriguing title.
Well, here's a picture of him hanging upside down on a door.
Correct. That is true. And some of the props that are used, I think there are four doors in this piece. And I just want to mention, before I say anything else, the list of things that they are going to be using in their performance this weekend. They're going to be using trash cans and a bleach bottle. They're going to be using a garment rack, rusted table base, celery, nuts, bolts, twigs, and a trash can. I don't really know where the celery fits in there, but, you know.
Celery?
Celery.
Oh.
Exactly.
Celery's a great prop.
You think so?
Yeah, when people are, like, punching each other in the movies, that's really celery being slammed against, like, a piece of wood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is so cool. But you don't eat the props, right? Or you have to keep...
Well, if you're hungry enough, I guess.
Well, you know, this sort of reminds me, and I hate to digress. No, I love to digress.
love to have you digress.
Thank you. Do you remember, well, maybe you don't, a few years ago, in fact, I think it, yeah, 2 years ago, we had this amazing company, and they asked us for 100 oranges, which is an unusual request from, you know, a touring company. And they had a thing where they threw the oranges across the stage at each other and they caught them on sharp knives. And it was really quite extraordinary.
Were these juice oranges
Yes.
or navel oranges?
Oh, good question. They didn't specify. But the fact of the matter is we did make juice out of them all after the second performance. And we had some really good, we added a little bit of clear beverage. And we had a most amazing party. But I do digress. But anyway, so you never know what props are going to be used or eaten or
right.
maybe made into celery soup after the performance. And just to continue just a little bit to pique everybody's interest. Mm-hmm. Old feather pillow and neon swimsuit. Now, I don't know if those two things have a relationship, but they're listed on the same line. And then old pogo sticks. So... And a 10-foot aluminum ladder. All of these props are going to be used in the performance.
Old pogo sticks.
Old pogo sticks.
I wouldn't even know where to find a new pogo stick.
Do you know, I had one as a child. Do you
so
remember
did
pogo?
I.
You remember that?
I had pogo
they
sticks.
They were cool. And
they
you
were.
Hopped around on them?
Yep.
I guess I had a deprived childhood.
You did.
Yes, you did.
Did you have a hula hoop?
I had to play hopscotch on the sidewalk. I had chalk.
Yes, I had two. And the other thing I had, my favorite thing, and it's so appropriate, it was radio. When people ask me, what did you do in your childhood? And I always say, I just listened to the radio. Now, that was kind of like my thing, because in those days, they barely had electricity. No, they had to have electricity for the radio. But that's why I love this. I love being here, and I love being on the radio.
Wow.
And it's sort of like what that, remember that cartoon in The New Yorker, the dog sitting next to another
RCA.
Dog? This is newer because it said the great thing about the internet is no one knows you're a dog. But I mean, but the thing about radio is nobody knows what we look like. Right, Ellen?
I was thinking,
slim, beautiful 35-year-old women, you know.
I was thinking the same thing. I mean, you could wear your pajamas and no one would know the difference.
Exactly.
Except that today we're going to be talking to Michael Hurst later on. Who is going to be at TSL on Saturday to introduce his new book called Extraordinary People. Do you know his books?
No, I don't, but I should.
Well, we'll play a little of
what,
his
what
music later.
What time at TSL?
On.
You mean I won't be
2
able
o'clock.
To go?
2 o'clock.
Maybe I can.
But we're going to be talking to him here at WGXC, and we're going to Skype.
Oh, I see what you're
so
driving.
So I'm thinking
at.
This is a really bad hair
right.
day.
Well, I know exactly and what you mean. Do we have to? I mean, could you like put a paper bag over your head if you didn't feel like being seen, like Roz Chast
so.
Once did? Roz Chast did that once. She's
you mean
my,
the food critic?
No, Roz Chast.
Oh, Roz Chast, the cartoonist.
Right, yes, my.
Oh, I'm thinking of Ruth Reichel.
Oh, right. That's not exactly the same name. No,
no
they don't.
Not
no,
at all.
Ruth Reichel doesn't mind her appearance being shown, but Roz Chast is a very private person, and I love her. I've loved her for years. And I remember the article in the Times Magazine about her and her family, And it showed this typical American family sitting on a couch. There was the father, the mother, the son, the daughter, the cat, the dog. Only the thing is, she had a paper bag over her head. It was so Roz Chast-like.
Well, I'm just going to tough it out here, I think.
Oh, well, and you're going to look great. And look at that orange thing that you're wearing over your shoulders in this casual way that you fling something about. You know how it is.
You know, Tom DiPietro, who I miss. Now that you two are here, I feel better.
Oh, I'm so glad.
The last time I slung a sweater over my shoulders because of the air conditioning here, he said I looked like I was going to the Lynx.
The Lynx.
The Lynx.
That's one place I have never been to. Have you? I don't go to the Lynx. I hate to admit that here.
We definitely digress.
Okay, I'm going to talk about the other dance companies. Do I have another few minutes?
Sure.
Anyway, I do want everybody to know. Oh, and I do want to mention one other thing that that Brian Sanders Junk not only is performing for adults on Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. at the Tent in Chatham, 2890 Route 66. Is that right? Yes. But there's a free performance for kids, and this is so fun. If anybody knows any kids, I mean, they could be any age. They could be 80 or 60 years old as well. At the Tent, a shorter performance. It's part of our Kids Friday series that we offer to the local kids. Like, some of the local kids camps bring their kids in the bus to these performances, and this will unfortunately be the last of our five children's performances. But if you if you're busy on the weekend and you just want to see what this guy does, you can come at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon and see some excerpts and tidbits and things that are actually appropriate for kids, because I think some of the things they do aren't necessarily appropriate for the youngest children. Don't ask me why. I don't think they're going to be performing naked in Chatham, though they have been known to do that at the Fringe Festival in Philadelphia. Because they're quite edgy. But I think that they understand that, you know, in Chatham, we're not quite that edgy. So we, you know. I did want to get that in. So that's a special
performance. And there might be mosquitoes, you know, in the summertime.
I see. So you need to cover up that. You know, speaking of mosquitoes, and I'm not digressing that far because we're talking about, mosquitoes at the site. There have been very few mosquitoes this year, and I don't know why that is. Because we have had rain.
Maybe they've been eaten by ticks.
I think the geese like them. The geese are back. And
leads me to explain to the audience that these performances at PS21 are in a beautiful tent in an apple orchard.
Oh, yes, thank you
and,
for saying that.
If you haven't seen this tent, it's a real treat.
Yes. Oh, and that reminds me, Ellen, that this may be, I think it is, the very last year of the actual tent, because hopefully by next season we will have a substitute or a replacement, I should say, building that will be permanent. We can't take this up and take it down every year. It doesn't last forever. We've already had to rent a tent this summer because our tent had developed some strains and things, and we were told it was no longer safe. So anybody who hasn't seen this tent, this is the last few weeks to experience it. And I have to say, I am going to miss this beautiful tent. But I'm not going to miss all the work that's required to take it up, take it down, store the equipment, put the piano in a warm place for the winter. I mean, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
And I think the performers and the audience will be happier. We might have something other than a trailer for bathrooms. We might have, I expect that we'll have indoor plumbing, which you know, is nice in this modern age.
Is this a new building going to be only for summer performances, or will it be winterized?
Ah, a good question. Actually, it's going to be a kind of a black box theater in the winter. Very flexible space, heated, 99 seats, I think. And then it opens up in the summer to be a 300-seat, kind of a thing. What do you call it?
A shed, more like?
Well, more, yeah, shed or a pavilion. We haven't figured out what we're going to call it. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be more covered than the tent, but still open to the air. So you still get the sense of being out in the orchard, being out in the rural lands, so to speak. And the thing about it is that the site is much more beautiful than where the tent is. So the tent is kind of close to the road in the sense that, you know, we didn't want to have to bring people way right up when they were experiencing the property. But this is now going to be at a really about another 100 feet or a few hundred feet up in the sort of in the hill. And if you look out, when you're wandering about, you'll see the sunset over the Catskills. Mm. It's really breathtaking. I mean, it is so beautiful. And we always encourage people, come, bring a picnic, you know.
Right,
just
that sounds great.
Before performance. And, of course, that you mentioned the movies. Our movies are ongoing. We still have another three or four. In fact, this week we have Guy and Madeline on a Park Bench, which I am willing to bet neither one of you have ever heard of, because I had never heard of it. But if you saw Whiplash, the movie about the
drummer.
Yes. It's the same director. It's an earlier one, and I thought that was a fabulous film.
Is it a French film?
Damien Chazelle. No. Damien Chazelle was the director of Whiplash, and this is a very odd sort of musical, jazzy thing, film that I must say I think it had a very short run or something.
It recasts the MGM musical tradition in a gritty verite style.
That's about it.
It was that French word that threw me off.
Oh, the verite.
That's why I thought maybe it was French.
Oh, right. Well, also the name Chazelle sort of sounds like a gazelle, and which could easily have been a French word. Oh, and again, we digress. All right, we're finished with our Great Rides Film Festival, so we won't go on about that. I'm just going to tell you briefly about all the other amazing dance companies. So the following week after this weekend, we have Galim, which is, again, a wonderful physical young company that is superb. And I hope that they're going to do, there's a piece of music that they do that's kind of with an Israeli band music that is, I mean, you want to get up and throw your body around and dance. Because this is a performance I saw them do previously, and I think they are doing that. I think it's called Pupil Suite. Then we have Kay Gwynn and Company. This another world famous. This is our best season for dance, and I so hope people will come. That you know, there's so many people who say, "Oh, modern dance. You know, I don't know if I'm going to like that. My boyfriend probably won't like it. My husband probably won't like it." But you know, these guys come and they're kind of blown away by what they see. So we
hope. You know,
hope.
Judy, it's so good of you to be producing all this dance, because there's, you can go to Massachusetts and see dance. But around here, it's rare.
You are so right.
I mean,
that's
you can
our mission.
See hip-hop at Winter Walk. But, you know, aside from that, this is it.
Right. Well, Ellen, I'm so glad you're saying that, because we're kind of on a mission here. And partly it's my own love of the art of that form. And I don't care any form of dance. It's just getting the body going and moving and relating to other bodies moving. And we're trying so hard to have things in the summer, like for kids. So we've had Jamal Jackson, who's this amazing dancer, African-American company from Brooklyn, and we love him. And he's come up for four years, and we've had summer workshops for the kids. And a lot of the Hudson kids that we've encouraged to come, and we have drumming workshops at the same time. And I want to do this all the time, you know, because the children are the ones. They're the ones that are going to be, you know, need to inherit this love of moving. And we have to make stuff accessible for them.
I shouldn't slight the Kumba dance and drum.
No, absolutely.
Because they've been around for many years.
Yep.
And
they are wonderful.
The drumming especially is just wonderful.
Exactly. No, they are terrific. And they're definitely a staple of our community. I agree. But the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
So many different styles. I often think of dance. Oh, well, just to finish the season, we've been partnering with OMI, Art OMI, for the last few years. They have dance residency during this period.
Oh, right.
And so we've managed to coordinate so that they do a performance at our tent on Sunday afternoon, a free performance. And what's interesting this year is that one of their
alumni.
Oh, more than one.
Alumni.
But
it's like a guy goes into a bar, He says, I want a Martinez. And the guy says, you don't mean Martinez, you mean martini. He said, if I wanted two, I would have said so.
I love it.
Or if I wanted a double, I would have said so.
I had not heard that. That is very cool. All right.
Anyway, that's how I figure it out.
I understand that. Well, no, but I think that if they're more than one woman, then it's alumni AE. But if it's more than one man, or, of course, if it's man and woman, then it's alumni with an I.
Yeah,
because it's alumnus, alumna. Remember Latin?
Yes.
I had to take Latin. And the only thing helpful, Latin
not
was helpful
the, not,
about English.
Not in Kirkwood, New York. You didn't
You didn't have to. Okay. All right. But because I do, you know, it's alumnus, alumna, alumnus. That's all I know. I mean, that's about it. alumni. Anyway, that's going to be the afternoon of, you guys can all go on the website and, you know, look this up. That's the Saturday, August 22nd, because Kegwin, the dancer that is the alumna, is a member of the Kegwin Dance Company. So there you are.
Uh-huh.
So it works out perfectly. And her name is Nicole Wolcott, in case anybody wants to know. And I want you to know that our poster boy this year is Kyle.
Who is this?
That is Kyle. From Kyle.
From Junk?
From Kegwin. No, no.
Oh, from Kegwin.
But here's an interesting connection. He has been up here at least 3 or 4 years with Take. He dances also with Take Dance in New York. And he has also been a member of Kegwin. And as you know, these dancers often dance with in more than one group. Even simultaneously, even the same evening if they're really gifted.
And you have the David Parsons Company,
too. Yes, so that is our highlight of our season always. Generally sells out. I encourage anybody who wants tickets to try to do it ahead. But this year, it's especially exciting for us because they applied and received a grant from NISCA to do a 3-week residency in Chatham.
Oh, that's great.
Which is very lovely for us. It's kind of, it's going to be very stressful because there's going to be a lot of stuff going on all the time. They have some workshops. They're supposed to be developing a new work as part of their grant, which they will present in progress, I think, the weekend after their performance. They always close the season, or they have been closing the season for the last few years. So this is August 28th and 29th. So that the week after that is when they're going to be presenting their work in progress, and which we know nothing about, and they probably don't know anything about it yet either. So we will keep everybody posted. You just have to go to ps21chatham.org, and the whole week's events will be listed, all the things that. And Parsons is also teaching class for, or his company members will be teaching a CAT class for, I think, 11 or 12 years and up, or teens and up, I think. It's not for little kids. During that period, like a master class.
But don't you do something with ordinary people?
Ah, we've done that already. We did
that
with ordinary.
What is it called?
Dances for a Variable Population.
A variable population.
Oh, Ellen, you should come. You know, I did it again this year for a few days. I'm going to make you come next summer with me. No, we'll be the young ones. No, I actually the age ranges from maybe 30s to 80s, mm-hmm. and it's really exciting. No, I think there was even a teenager this year. This is Naomi Goldberg-Haas, has an organization in the city where she does work with people, and in her company is an 82-year-old woman in her actual professional company. So, you know, her philosophy is nobody can not dance. I mean, everybody can move. Everybody can learn to move. Everybody can learn to move rhythmically and gracefully, even if it's not graceful. Just move. That's what I say. Just get out there and move. And so my hope is that, you know, and of course, I think we'd have a better world if everybody just danced instead of fighting. You know, get out there and dance. Have a dance contest and see who can, you know, beat the whatever.
Maybe that's the answer to some of the political situations around here.
Right. I knew we'd get to that. Absolutely. Well, I just want you to know, do you remember Obama and Michelle dancing at the inauguration?
Oh, yes.
I fell in love with him then and there. Any of our presidents who is that graceful and who can dance and listen to the music, I just thought it was so beautiful. And I, you know, I think that we shouldn't have a president unless he can dance.
It's part
or
of
she,
the,
or she, I should say.
It's part of the qualifications for office.
I would think
office.
So. That, and you know, maybe you know, proper being able to read and things like that in at least one language. But I think that dancing should be way at the top of the list, and I will be on the jury. I volunteer. So, anything else you want to know, Ellen?
Well, I think that...
What's the meaning of life? Oh, no, we don't want to know that.
I'm looking at your brochure, and the dancer that you said was the poster boy, his clothes look like they're flying off.
Don't they? It's
dancing
true.
So...
It's very
vigorously.
True. Very true.
He's already lost his shoes.
Has. And his... Well, I think he meant to unbutton the shirt, you know, but... Ooh. His name, by the way, in case, is Kyle... Hotchkiss, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
And he's is really a very, and you he's so young. This is what I understand. You know, I mean, he's younger than I think my grandchild. But he couldn't be more than 24 or something. But when he dances, there's great maturity there. You know, there's youth and there's grace, but there's also certain maturity, which is quite wonderful.
Well, ballet dancers can't dance their entire lives, I don't think, can they?
Oh no, you are right. If they depending on how early they start, I think you know there's a certain amount of movement left in our joints, mm-hmm. and you know it's like in England, the Morris dancers, they start on the cobblestones in England. I mean, that was in the 15th century or something. So they couldn't last this long. But their knees give out by the time they're 22 because they're dancing on rocks from the time they're 11 or 12. And so my feeling is, you know, people say that there's a certain amount of whatever you have, certain number of hours or years or decades, and if you wear it out early, you know, and consistently, you might, you know, it doesn't last that long. And ballet is particularly stressful on the body.
And so dancers have to prepare for a second career almost, don't they?
Yes, they do. They can all become consultants.
Or teachers.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, they do. Actually, they do. In my childhood, and someday we could have a talk about this at another time when we talk about the people that we admired during our childhoods. The dancers, a lot of them, believe it or not, are still alive and have started dance companies and are still inspiring young dancers who remember. But I remember when I was very young, I had a crush on this dancer called, I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, this male dancer. And I saw him later on when he was in his late 80s in New York at a kind of a seminar thing. And I went, and he was about 5 feet tall at that point. But I went up to him and I said, Mr. So-and-so. Notice I'm not... Oh, Mr. So-and-so, I had such a crush on you when I was 15. And he hugged me. He was so adorable. Unfortunately, he died a few years ago, but at 99. But his whole life, he was active and inspiring about dance. I mean, he used to go around and talk about the beauty of dance and how he had been inspired at the age of 11 or 9 or whatever it was. Frederick Franklin. I knew it would come to me. And I've got to look in the trunk in my barn, if I can ever find the trunk, if I can ever find the barn, that might have some old playbills in it. Wouldn't that be exciting with Frederick Franklin at age of 24 when I was madly in love with him?
I remember Merce Cunningham appearing on stage long after he might not have.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, absolutely.
He just did not give up, but it was modern dance. It wasn't. We weren't talking about ballet.
Wow.
Which is kind of different.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, Martha Graham danced well into her 70s, wasn't it?
Probably.
But the thing about, and in modern dance, you can choose your roles carefully. I mean, you don't have to leap around. And actually, it's also true that Martha, when she was probably in her 70s, chose roles that were not as physical. You know, like there would be character roles or somebody's grandmother or something. I don't remember all those things. But, you know, the thing is, if you move well and gracefully and if you're not really ill, you are always graceful. You always know how to use your body, but you just have to use it appropriately for your age. You know, for example, I remember seeing Baryshnikov at Jacob's Pillow about not that long ago. And he was amazing because, I know what, how old he is now, maybe high 60s or 70s, but he danced according to what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always embarrassing if you see somebody who was a real hot shot when they were young and they try to do the same thing. Well, basically, they'll either fall right. flat on their face or break their neck or something. So, you know, I mean, it's like everything else in life. You sort of have to know
what you're capable
exactly,
of.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But it, you never have to give it up. You know, you just have to do it at a slightly
different... Do it differently.
Exactly.
So, Judy, what fuels all of this? I see a little ad here in your brochure for ReWraps.
Great
little shop on the main street of Chatham.
Oh, Ellen, I thought you'd never ask. I almost forgot to say something. ReWraps is, and I have to say, you have wonderful secondhand stores in Hudson, too. I do mm-hmm. want it back because I do. I used to go to the hospital
shop
myself.
At one point, there were 5 vintage stores. I think there's still 5.
Really?
5 of them.
That I don't. I know 3, mm-hmm. and of course I know Second Show, which I've always loved.
Right.
But we have, and ours, of course, is a lot smaller, and we sell only clothing and accessories. We don't have room to sell furniture and books and things. But we do sell clothing for the benefit of PS21, and it is, I call it, artfully selected. And a lot of it is...
Or like they say, gently used
yes,
books.
Yes, exactly. So I every year I try to think of a new way of describing the shop. But I do like one of our mottos, and one of our mottos is... Our customers have great clothes. Our shoppers have great taste.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, come and shop. We're open, I think, 5 days a week. I forget the hours and everything. But the only day I think we're really not open now is Tuesday. So, but it's also a place to donate. If you have something really, really special and you aren't going to be, and you're not, say, living in Hudson where you want to give it to your Hudson shop, come and bring it to us.
It's called ReWraps.
ReWraps, and it's in the high rent district of Chatham, New York.
Is it near the movie theater?
Yes, it is. It's on the same side. It's between Ralph's Pretty Good Cafe mm-hmm. and the movie theater in that little strip, and it's actually 32 Main Street.
Well, I've been in Chatham a couple of times recently, and I think, like everything in Columbia County, things are looking up. I mean, Chatham's doing well, I think.
Well, we would like to have a few more people wandering around in the street.
Well, you will have. It'll come. It'll come. Right. I mean, you have a cheese shop. I think the bookstore is very active,
yes.
having all kinds of activities.
That is very true. Right. We have a very good mix, I think, of mm-hmm. a variety of things and different places to eat, different places to... Several bookstores, you know.
And the Blue Plate restaurant.
And, of course, the Blue Plate restaurant. And many other restaurants, because I wouldn't want to forget any of those other really fine restaurants.
Oh, Judy, I have to tell you. You know, Judy also makes Blue Plate fudge sauce.
Oh, remember our fudge.
And sells it. Oh, yes.
Now
we had a hilarious... Hilarious talk about it on the air.
Oh, my God, that's right.
I bought it at Verdigris when there was a special sort of presentation of this fudge sauce. And I eat it out of the jar with a spoon. I mean, it is so good.
Oh, but you have to heat it. That's my midnight snack. Well, you know, we're now...
It comes in a little glass jar.
Yes.
And you can take the lid off, put it in your microwave for 10 minutes.
Yes.
I mean, 10 seconds.
Yes.
What am I saying?
Yes. No, yeah, but maybe... 30 seconds, right.
Well, if you have a really full jar, my jar is no longer full.
Okay.
It's just only requires 10 seconds at this point.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, that's very brave of you. I only heat the whole jar if I'm going to serve like 8 people.
Yeah.
But what I do is I spoon it out into a little Pyrex dish. Then
yes.
I put the Pyrex
yes.
dish in. And that's,
well, that's
true only for 11
better.
Seconds or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I will tell you now that in addition, we do sell it at Verdigris. We are also now selling it at the Berkshire Co-op, in case anyone's in Great Barrington.
Lovely.
So just to know, we're expanding our reach. I still don't know that there's any fudge. I know that I'm biased, but if I didn't think it was delicious, would I make it? Would I be selling it?
No.
Of course not.
It's
no.
your grandmother's recipe.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
Well, not, but I'd like to say that. No, I know. I know.
You mean
you know,
it.
We, I made that up. It's my I'm my own grandma, so it's okay. I could right. My grandchildren can say that though. They'll be able to say that. This was grandma's
recipe.
It's
a marketing fraud.
It is. Well, you know, there's a guy that sells it on the internet, a place called Food to People or Farm to People, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And they have a little thing about it, and it says it's a family recipe or a family business or something. A family business. It's not a family business. I mean, the Blue Plate is certainly not a family business, but I don't care. You know what I say? It's just like as long as they spell your name right.
Right.
I don't care. I mean, just mention it. I don't care what you say. Make up whatever, you know, exaggerated story.
It's really delicious. I'm not making it up.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Well, you're quite a testimonial. I mean, it's, Ellen, thank you so much for, you know, even saying that. And we do have to have the Ellen and Judy show, so I'm available. We don't have to talk about PS21.
Well, what would we talk about, do you think?
We could talk about our childhoods. We can make something up.
Oh, that's exciting.
We can make something up, you know.
Yeah, we could.
We could talk about our favorite teacher. We could talk about what life was like in the 1900s. The Great Fire. Remember that?
I remember the 1900s. You know, when you say the turn of the century, like my house, which is a converted carriage house, was built around the turn of the century. But now you have to say,
which century?
Turn of the last century.
I see.
Don't you?
Yes, that's
I mean, I was not there when it was built.
I wonder how would you say that?
Turn of the last century.
Turn of the last century, that's very true. We'd have do that.
It's confusing at this point.
I think that the habit, I mean, that maybe not with very young people, but most people know that the turn of the century means that, you know, but not young people. And they also don't know what clockwise means, you know.
So. Clockwise and counterclockwise?
Yeah, right. What's that? I mean, since...
What else don't they know?
Oh, well, you'd have to write a book
legion.
About that.
Yeah.
It's Legionnaire's disease. No, it's not Legionnaire's disease. Oh, we're not going to talk health. Oh, we could talk health. We could make up things. We could have an advice thing, a call-in show. People could call in and say, what was life like in the, you know... Were you in the Great Fire?
Why don't you old biddies go away and let somebody younger come on here?
Yeah, don't you love it when they say that? I mean, that they just don't know. I'm not even going to say the word.
They don't know clockwise.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you know, we have this wonderful intern, Jake the intern.
Oh, Jake the intern.
Jake the intern Ebel.
Really?
Yeah.
The intern. Oh,
And he's really great, and he loves being on the radio, so he keeps coming back, even though his stint as an intern has been over for a long
for
time.
60 years.
He's 16 years old.
Oh, 16.
And almost everything I say I have to explain, because we don't have the same references at all.
Right. I know. I know. That's like a friend of mine who was my age married a second marriage and after his wife passed, as they say. And she was like 20 years younger. And finally, I guess he didn't realize it and said, every time I make a reference to something, she says, what was that? Who was that? You know, so it's really, that's hard. I mean, it's like, it's like with one's children. And so I do. And I love talking with people who get what I'm talking about. If I mention, you know, if I say something like, what can I think? Some actor from, you know, the old time, or some radio host, or Bob and Ray, or some of my old heroes. Remember Bob and Ray?
I certainly do. And remember the sandwich of the week?
Oh! Well, you know, if it were...
It's like...
That's right.
Just let me unwrap the wax paper. Wax paper? Who knows wax paper?
Right. Well, actually, it came back. It's, you know,
it's
some of the stuff like linoleum. Not that was the sandwich of the week, but, you know, but there are, you know, the old guys got it right. And then we all got it wrong for a while, and now we're getting it right again.
Maybe the good things will all come back.
They might, by default, because the new things will be all burned up or something. We could talk about the environment next time, too. I mean, there's so many things.
Okay, Judy.
Okay, Ellen.
You're on.
Thank you, Ellen. It was a pleasure.
You know, I have 13. I have 13 Thursdays to go without the co-host.
All right. Well, we'll pick one.
So I hope you'll come back.
Okay. Have them send their letters and call in, audience, if you want to hear the Ellen and Judy show. Otherwise, I'm not sure I'm going to be invited back. Calls and letters, we'll accept them all. Postcards, i.e., you know, emails. We don't. Maybe should give our email address. Oh, and I should give one more thing about our website one more time. I love to say this. It's, what is it? Oh, it's ps21chatham.org.
Thank you so much for coming, Judy.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure meeting you guys.
A pleasure.
Together, and we will be together soon again.
Yes, we will.
Bye now.
Bye.